said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto
thee. Ezekiel chapter 2.
And the Spirit entered
from the King James Version of the Holy Bible.
And set me upon thy feet.
And he said, I heard thee, Son of man.
And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day.
Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel.
For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. Thou, Son of Man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns be with thee, thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, or be dismayed at their words, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, Son of Man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and hear what I give thee. When I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me. And lo, a roll of a book was there. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without. And it was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe.
And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without. And it was written there in lamentations.
everybody. I'm back. This is Les Hall, also known as Inventor on the Forum. And I'm reading to you tonight from the Book of Ezekiel. It's a 6-week version of the Holy Bible. I do want to make very clear to you that when I do these Bible readings, they are not intended to be mocking or putting down of the Bible in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. It's just an interesting thing to explore and study. So, with that in mind, here's the King James Version, Ezekiel chapter 3. I don't hear the feedback of what's going out on the radio. Someone could be in a church. Okay, Ezekiel chapter 3. In which Ezekiel is still having his encounter with God. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. Well, don't you wish you could learn that way? Just need a book? Amazing. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of a strange speech and hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely, had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto this. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto me, for they will not hearken unto me, for all the house of Israel are impudent and half-hearted. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads, as an adamant harder than flint. I have made thy forehead harder. Fear them not. Neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be of another's house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, seem in thine heart and hear with thine ears. And go get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them and tell them, Thus saith the Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, saying, Blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them. Heard also the noise of the great rushing. Heard also the noise. So those creatures with the wheels are back in the story here. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness, in the heat of my spirit, and the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. And I came to them out of the captivity, dwelt by the river of Chebar, an old immortal. And I sat where they sat, and remained there, astonished among them 7 days. Pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Word of the Lord, Son of Man, I have made thee a watchman of the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word of my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, One day thou shalt surely die, thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but with his blood I will require at thy command. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not away from his wickedness, or from the wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness, and commit iniquity, lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sins and his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Not very positive words. Those of us who are sinners. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, shall surely live. Because he is warned, also thou hast delivered thy soul. The hand of the Lord was there upon me, and he said unto me, Arise, go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with thee. Then I arose and went forth into the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there, as the glory which I saw by the river of Chebar, when I fell on my face. And the Spirit entered into me and set me upon my feet, Go, shut thyself within thy house. Thou, O Son of Man, behold, they shall put bands upon thee, and shall bind thee with them, and thou shalt not go out among them. And I will make thy tongue cleave to the roof of thy mouth, that thou shalt be dumb, and shalt not be to them a reprover, for they are a rebellious house. When I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth, and thou shalt say, I am not. Thus saith the Lord God, He that heareth, let him hear, and he that forbeareth, let him forbear, for they are a rebellious house. Includes Ezekiel chapter 3.
looking right now.
Son of man, take thee a tile, and lay it before thee, and portray upon it the city, even Jerusalem, and lay siege against it, and build a fort against it, and cast a mount against it, set the camp also against it, set battering rams against it, round at it now. Moreover, take thou unto thee an iron pan, set it for a wall of iron between thee and the city. Set thy face against it, and it shall be besieged, and thou shalt lay siege against it. It shall be a sign to the house of Israel. Let thou also upon thy left side the iniquity of the house of Israel upon it. According to the number of days thou shalt lie upon it, thou shalt bear their iniquity. For I have laid upon thee the years of their iniquity, according to the number I have laid, 290 days. So shalt thou bear the iniquity for the house of Israel. When thou hast accomplished them, come lie again on thy right side, and thou shalt bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. I have appointed him each day for a year. Therefore thou shalt set the face thy face toward the siege of Jerusalem, and thine arm shall be uncovered, and thou shalt prophesy against it. Behold, I will lay the bands upon thee, and thou shalt not turn from one side to another, till thou hast ended the days of thy siege. Take thou also unto thee wheat and
barley and beans and lentils and millet and fitches in one vessel, and make thee bread thereon for days. Thou shalt lie upon the side, thy side, 390 days shalt thou eat thereon. And thy meal, thy meat, which thou shalt be by weight 20 shekels a day. From time to time shalt thou eat it. Thou shalt drink also water by measure, 6 part of a hin. From time to time thou shalt thou drink. Thou shalt eat it as barley cakes. Thou shalt bake it with dung that cometh out of a man in their sight. And the Lord said, Blessed shall all the children of Israel eat their defiled bread among the Gentiles, whither I will drive them. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, my soul hath not been full. For from my youth up even till now I have not eaten that which dieth of itself.
O Lord God,
for it is torn in pieces, neither came their abominable flesh into my mouth.
O Lord God, behold.
And he said unto me, Lo, I have given thee cow's dung for man's dung, and thou shalt prepare thy bread therewith.
O Lord God, behold.
Scary stuff. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, behold, I will break the staff of bread in Jerusalem. They shall eat bread by weight and with care. They shall drink water by measure and with astonishment. They may want bread and water, and be astonished with another, and consume away their iniquity. Fascinating little read of Ezekiel there. And next, Ezekiel chapter 5. We'll have a brief intermission. Take a break, and then I'll be back.
Thank you. Thank you.